Grace, peace, and mercy be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text that we read just now has a verse that I'd like to repeat to you, where Paul tells the Corinthians this: examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you, unless, of course, you fail the test? It almost sounds like as if the apostle is talking here to seminarian students. Test yourself, examine, and you fail the test. These words of the apostle Paul to the Corinthians remind them that there's also a Lenten season for them, for all those, in fact, who follow Jesus Christ. We are being tested constantly in our life, and very important is how our reactions will be as we are tested. And there are many Christians in this world who want to examine themselves on their own as to whether they have Jesus Christ in themselves or not. Speaking in tongues, for example, or finding refuge at some isolated place and contemplating through mystic contemplation, or maybe through displaying a series of miracles, or by jumping and screaming and falling into a trance. But the proof, really, as to whether Christ is in us or not, lies somewhere else. In fact, in our weakness and our vulnerability that is exposed through trials and tribulations. And most importantly, in our ability to overcome them. When Paul was asked by the Corinthians whether he truly represents Jesus Christ, whether Christ is in him, and whether his words were those of Christ, he offers the Corinthians a glimpse into his trials and tribulations that he had experienced on his journey as the true apostle of Christ. He had been thrown into prison frequently, flogged severely, exposed to death, beaten by rods, stoned, shipwrecked, attacked by bandits, and the list goes on and on. And now Paul boldly challenges the Corinthians, and he says this: I trust that you will discover that we have not failed the test. Paul proudly bore on himself the marks of persecution, of pain and suffering, and he boasts about them. More importantly, he prides himself in that he did not succumb to them, precisely because Jesus Christ is in him. In other words, Paul is not a selfish, independent individual or a self-seeking enthusiast martyr, but one who thankfully acknowledges that if it were not for the power of Christ in him, he would have failed miserably on his journeys. And so here, even in the time of Lent, there is the trust and the joy in resilience and success. Christ suffers, but he will overcome. And we also will suffer, but Christ will take us up into his victory as well. Lenten season is part of our Christian life, for some more than for others. But the fact of the matter is, we will all be tested. And the question now really is, how will we react to them? We could adopt the policy that Paul had initially by facing God and pleading with him and telling him, please remove these pains and these aches, that thorn in my flesh, from me. But God responds to him with these words: let my grace be sufficient in you, for my power is made perfect in your weakness. That is telling Paul to accept for what he is. It means that he will be continuously tested, and that weakness and frailty will be always part of his life here on earth. And still God's power is in him, and with that power in him, he will overcome. And so with Paul then we should say this: for Christ's sake, I delight in my weakness, in the insults and in the hardships, in the persecutions and in the difficulties that I experience. For when I am weak, then I am strong. And this is not just empty pious talk that Paul adopts here. Because Christ lived in him, Paul could go on his journeys and preach the gospel to all nations. Because Christ lived in him, the strength of Christ became so powerful in him that he could endure all these hardships that came over him. And because Christ lived in him, Paul would not even endure someone preaching the false gospel, as the Apostle Peter did in the book of Galatians. And so finally, let us ask ourselves, is Christ also in you? Fortunately, from our text, Paul addresses the Corinthians in the present tense. Do you not realize that Christ is in you? He does not point to a future time, nor does he point to the past, but he does so by reminding them already now that he is here with them in faith. For us, this is also the case, dear friends. We should remind each other that we have been baptized, that we have died, and that we have resurrected in Jesus Christ, that we constantly are hearing his words, and that we are receiving him. That means we can be assured that in faith Christ Jesus is with us. If Christ lives in us, then the good works in our lives will be not very far away. Then his Spirit will help us to forgive each other and our enemies. We will assist friend and foe, witness the gospel, visit the sick and the aged, willingly tithe, and patiently endure the cross and the pain. However, if all these works are missing, then we may also conclude that Christ is not in us. But as a Lutheran, I would like to make another conclusion here. The point really is that we should remind us also constantly of the source from which we receive Jesus Christ. For Christ in the gospel tells us that if you abide in my word, then I will be with you and in you. That is, through his word, Christ takes his presence in us. He makes that his means to come to us and to stay in us. So divorcing us from the word is also divorcing us from Jesus Christ himself. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.